Okay, can you remember when you would have to come to town in a wagon?
No.
They always had cars since, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know how long. I knew that they had cars in like urban areas, but I didn't know how long it was before they got them.
Well, I think my father got one of the first Model T Fords, uh-huh. And that was sometime back in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, those first little cars had such little thin tires.
Mm-hmm.
He came in with this new car. He'd never had a driving lesson in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother looks back on it now and says what a fool she was, that she gathered all five children in and we all drove to Gilbert, had five flats.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You just had to, that was just a way of life. If you
mm-hmm.
if you had a car, you had a flat because you had a little kit with you that you had to take the tires off and you put this patch on, you know, and the patches were always blowing off. So
mm-hmm.
it was something.
I can't remember. If you were to take a car in for a checkup or something, now, in addition to the oil, or instead of oil, they might check the something like oil, but it's hard and solid, to see if it had a buildup of
check the transmission.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of something that was like oil, but it can build up sometimes in a car. It's black yucky stuff.
Sludge.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of grease. Didn't
grease.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Grease buildup.
Yeah. And if you got grease all over your hands, you'd say that they were
greasy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting, like light fixtures that you would have in earlier houses, when did they first get electric lighting? Do you remember? Or did in the house where you lived, what kind of lighting?
We had electric lights.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I can remember that my grandmother had kerosene lights for years and years,
uh-huh.
but I don't remember that
mm-hmm.
we may have,
mm-hmm.
but I don't remember anything but electric
mm-hmm.
lights.
Mm-hmm. Inside the tire of a car is the inner
tube.
Now, I don't know if you, did you ever do much, boating or fishing around here? Have you ever been inclined to
this? I never did much,
you know,
no.
What kind of boats do you know, do they have around here?
The only kind of boats that I know is, you know, they would put canoes in the
mm-hmm.
buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen a motorboat on one of, because, well, this type of waterways were not built for motorboats. So
yeah. Yeah.
They would have to use a fishing boat or a motorboat, something that can be rowed with oars, you know.
Oh, okay, what do you call the thing that you might wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
And one of these you call?
A pencil.
Okay.
A pen.
And
a fountain pen.
Yeah, okay. And then you pin a baby's diaper on with a
safety pin.
And soup comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Okay. And what would you put on when you go outside in the wintertime?
A coat.
And men wear on the lower part of their body.
Trousers.
Yeah. And then when they have a three-piece sort of outfit that matches, you
might call that a suit.
And there's sometimes, but I don't think they have these much anymore. They used to have three-piece ones that would have, in addition to the coat and pants,
a vest.
Now, cotton shirts that at one time, if they weren't samplerized or something,